Hello, this is the Weekly Tradecast. I'm Sarah Tongs. This year is a big milestone for UN Trade and Development as we mark 60 years of transforming lives and building brighter futures. As part of the celebrations, the Weekly Tradecast is featuring a series of special episodes. Join us in June for insightful stories on our evolution and impact over the last six decades, and even more positive changes in the next 60 years. Coming up now, Bruno Casella tells us about a fractured future and what shifting investment patterns mean for development.
Countries are continuing to exchange final goods, but they are not producing these goods together as much as they did before. The multinational enterprises, they are much more reluctant to spread their activities all over the world.
This week, we're looking at a new UN report on trends in foreign direct investment and the implications for how developing countries are industrializing their economies. By tracking 20 years of foreign direct investment, the report says global flows are slowing down in the long term. Services are still growing quickly, but manufacturing activity has suffered the most. The stagnation of foreign direct investment, or FDI for short, was already happening. But the report says recent shocks, ranging from the pandemic to geopolitical tensions, have heightened how the global economy is becoming more fractured. All of these factors, it says, will reshape investment decisions, international production, and global value chains. Well, here to tell us more about the trends and the implications is Bruno Casella, a senior economist at UN Trade and Development who led the new FDI report. And before the UN, he was a mathematician and executive consultant. Bruno is passionate about numbers and also about playing football.
Thank you, Sarah.
Welcome to the show again, Bruno. Now, looking back across the last two decades, why have we seen a stagnation in foreign direct investment when obviously global trade and also economic growth have been on the rise?
Yes, we have been used to think about global trade and investment as two sides of the same coin. But as you said, in fact, since at least the beginning of the 2010, the trajectories of global trade and GDP on the one side and investment on the other have decoupled. No? And global trade and GDP have continued to grow while investment has entered a 50 years long phase of stagnation. What this means is that global markets are still expanding, but the global factory has stopped growing. So in other words, countries are continuing to exchange final goods, but they are not producing these goods together as much as they did before. It is happening because the multinational enterprises, which are the big actors behind these global factories, they are much more reluctant than before to spread their activities all over the world. This is a result of not of one factor, but of a powerful combination of factors. In the first place, automation, which is accelerating in some manufacturing industries, is reducing the weight of labor in total production costs. So it's making less convenient than before for companies to delocalize production in low labor cost locations. In the second place, the political wind has changed quite dramatically, turning towards protectionism and interventionism, especially in developed economies that are home to the major multinational enterprises. So sometimes multinational enterprises, they have public incentives and benefits when they produce at home. And this has been happening mostly in the last 10 years as well. Third, even the sustainability imperative. So the need to align rule, regulation standards, environmental and sustainable standards across countries, that represents a further challenge for companies to organize their activities across countries. On top of this, of course, investors, they have now a much higher perception of the risks of investing than 10 years ago or 5 years ago. after the pandemic and after the trade and the geopolitical tension that has been exploding in the last few years. So we have structural trends whose effect is accelerated by exogenous shocks, and all this together is the powerful mix behind the stagnation of international investment in the last 15 years.
Well, as you say, crises and also geopolitical tensions are a cause or a component. Tell me a bit about this economic fracturing, because it is a major point of the report.
You hear a lot about economic fracture, economic fragmentation, but there is not such a well-defined definition of this term. Broadly, it means the breaking of historically established and consolidated economic relationships between countries. But it's not a sort of gradual process, but it's more like a sudden disruption that is driven by geopolitical forces that has nothing to do with economics and business. Of course, this in economic and business dynamics introduces a massive amount of uncertainty. And a lot of caution. And then in the last 5 or 6 years, the investment relationships between countries are becoming much more unstable. So investment patterns, which are made by links between an investor countries and the destination countries, are reshuffling much more than before. And we have seen that geopolitical factors are becoming much more increasingly important factors in investment decisions. So up until 10 years ago, in 2013, one out of four investment projects was done between two countries that you would consider not as a geopolitically friend. They were continuing to do business together. After 10 years, in 2022, is only 10% of investment projects that are done between countries that are what we call geopolitically distant. That means that the vast majority of the investment projects are made between countries that are friend or, in the worst case scenario, neutral. That's how geopolitics play out in investment decisions. That, I think, it's an important distinctive feature of economic fracturing.
In the report, you also say that these transformations are making the development ladder more difficult to climb for developing countries.
So at the beginning of this process, a country tends to attract investment in resource-based industries, in commodities and commodities processing. The countries move to attract manufacturing. First, it's low-tech manufacturing and basic services, and then they pass to higher-tech manufacturing and more sophisticated services. They are upgrading because they pass from activities that create lower value added for their economy to activities at higher value added. So that's the ladder. One of the big findings of this report is to challenge the possibility of developing countries to engage in this virtuous climbing to the same extent, at least, that they were doing before. And why is that? Because the report shows a very simple fact that international investment is increasingly moving to the summit of the ladder. So it's kind of big shift. And this big shift may be a good news for developed economies and emerging economies that are targeting the top. But for those countries that are at the base, that want to enter global value chain, or they want to climb the first stages of the global value chain, it's becoming much harder.
It sounds like the global economy is becoming less globalized. Is this a temporary trend due to all the recent crises, or is it the new normal that businesses, investors, and countries have to adapt to?
Okay, here I have a good news and a bad news. The good news is that it's not the whole global economy that is becoming less globalized. It's the tangible part of the global economy that is becoming less globalized. So it's the part that has to do with production and manufacturing.
Right.
Globalization of services is a perfectly good shape.
Right.
Okay, so that's the good news. The bad news is that I think that for what concerns manufacturing, so the tangible part, is not a transient condition. It's something like a new normal. All evidence is telling us that all these trends are going to accelerate.
So as you said, foreign direct investment is indeed on a gradual downward path, but there are bright spots.
Yeah, there are bright spots, you're right. And I would mention two major ones. One is investment in services has been increasing, at least until the COVID. And after the COVID, it's been very resilient. So it has performed well. And services has become now 80% of all investment projects. 20% is manufacturing right now. The second bright spot that we mentioned already is investment in green FDI. So while all investment in tangible assets have been stagnating, as we said, in the last 15 years, investment in the production of renewable energies, in wind and solar powers, for example, has been going very fast at 10% per year in the last 10 years. Similar to that, investment in the manufacturing, for example, of batteries, of electric vehicles, is still in the realm of environmental technology, has been going extremely fast. So the green spot is a bright spot. Why? Because these investments are not driven just by business considerations. They are driven by political consideration and by the sustainability imperative. So they are less vulnerable to the business dynamics. And in that sense, they represent a bright spot, something that it's worth investing on.
Well, thank you so much, Bruno, for breaking down that report for us. And that was UN Trade and Development's Bruno Casello, who is this week's guest. Tune into the weekly Tradecast next week and every week for more insights on the most pressing issues around the world of trade and development. And there's even more on our website, unctad.org. I'm Sarah Toms in Geneva. Goodbye for now.